Hey, I'm Dan Persons, and welcome to another special episode of Mighty Movie Podcast. And, wow, you think you know somebody, right? Like comedian and actor Judah Friedlander. He's best known for his role as sketchwriter Frank Rossitano on NBC's 30 Rock. Ye shall know him by his trucker hats. But how many people know that there's another side to Judah? A dark, dangerous side. The side of world champion. I got a few minutes to talk with Judah, and he gave me a glimpse into this other world, a world where excellence is the only option. Here we go. You know, up to this point, I have interviewed merely award-winning directors and highly praised actors, but this is the moment when I talk to the world champion, and I may retire after this. I'm not sure yet, but exactly how should I approach the world champion? What's the proper level of deference here?
The way to approach the world champion is with fear, with extreme caution, and to basically never even show up for your own safety. But I consider you a friend, so you're cool.
Why? Thank you. Because I was saying I had already made a severe error in reaching out.
Yeah, if you were evil, then you'd be in a lot of trouble right now. But the world champion stands for justice, so you're cool.
Thank you very much for giving me that benefit of the doubt. Since attaining the level of world champion, how have things changed for you?
You know, I've just pretty much always been a winner, so things just keep getting better and better. You know, just when you think things can't get even better, they do. Mm-hmm. That's how it's changed.
Have you always been world champion, even from birth?
Well, I was always a winner, you know, but world champions do come from humble beginnings. So I did have some rough spots growing up.
Give us a little bit of background. I mean, when did you recognize the fact that you were destined to reach this exalted level?
When I was 12, I had broken out of federal prison in China for a crime I didn't commit. And that's where I learned karate from other inmates. And then I quickly mastered what they taught me and became the leader. And I left out of prison. Didn't even break out. I just walked. I just left. The armed guards were afraid to shoot at me because they know I can throw a bullet faster than a gun can shoot it. And the warden was afraid of me. Plus, I had him tied up on the fence by his underwear, gave him a big wedgie. So that's what I knew. It was time to go pro, you know.
I'm presuming you are the first person ever to give a warden an atomic wedgie.
Yeah, probably. I don't know of anyone else, but I don't keep track. I just tell it like it happens.
Of all your accomplishments, what is the one that you are most proud of?
You know, it's hard for me to say when you do so many great things. You know. But, you know, I do a lot of charity work for the kids. That's probably what really is the most satisfying, you know. I did get a 300-foot solid gold trophy that recognizes my modesty and for being the most modest person of the year. And I'd say that I'm probably the most proud of.
I think you have to have a 300-foot trophy in honor of your modesty.
Solid gold, diamond studded neon signs, you know, just for, you know, nice symbol showing my humbleness, you know. It's good.
Where the hell do you store such a thing?
I have a really big apartment. I live in Queens and the Bronx.
It's one apartment. Reaches two boroughs.
Yeah, I have a multi-borough apartment.
And is that the only one in existence?
As far as I know, it's lofted over the East River.
You know, it's
the only apartment with a toll-free private bridge. which is part of the dining room.
What aside from watching after the kids and working in their benefit, what are your responsibilities now?
As world champion, there's no responsibilities, you know, except to defend the title. The world championships are basically karate death matches for charity, and you know, so I just got to defend the title.
Mm-hmm. You're sort of like John Wayne in The Shootist now, aren't you?
I didn't see that movie.
Basically,
what happens in that movie?
He's a legendary gunfighter who essentially.
Well, first of all, we're already different. I don't use weapons. I have knuckles.
Your hands are,
you know,
weapons.
If anyone that's using weapons means they don't know how to fight. So, sorry, Batman.
Not even the Batman.
So what happens in The Shootist? What else happens in The Shootist?
He is required to defend his position against all comers.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, superheroes are also wimps, you know, because they have a secret identity, which means that they're scared, you know. I'm the world champion. I'm also Judah Friedlander. I don't hide that, you know? It's one and the same. I don't need a secret identity to protect my safety and stuff like that, you know? I'm just a winner.
Ever any concern about being willing to put it all out there? Put your face out there?
No, man, it's all cool. People respect the world champion, and the world champion respects the people. Mm-hmm. So it all works out.
Now, in your position as world champion, you have begun to reach out to people in various ways, including this new book that you've recently come out with. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, I wrote a book. It's called How to Beat Up Anybody. It's an instructional and inspirational karate book by me, the world champion. You know, with the economy going down, crime is going up. Bullying is a big problem. So I wrote this book so people can defend themselves.
It's a good thing. You know, back when I was a child in the schoolyard, I was not the strongest kid there. I was constantly being bullied. I kind of wish I had had this back then.
It's the most important book in the world, and it can only be used for justice. So if a bully were to get my book, they wouldn't be able to comprehend anything that's in it.
That's good for it. So it is, in fact, for the downtrodden, the rest of us, the ordinary people.
Yeah, anyone who's a good person, it'll work perfectly fine. It cannot be used for evil, only justice. And it's important for me to, I felt it was important for me to do the book because, you know, MMA is very popular now. Karate schools have been popular for years, but none of them are any good. Because they all their fighting techniques they teach are incorrect, and it starts with the schools themselves. I mean, the schools are indoors, often they have padded floors, really good lighting, and let's face it, that's not where most fights take place. Most fights take place outside, often at night.
So it starts, if you're really going to do it, you really need to start in the correct venues.
Exactly. I mean, you know, when you go for a driving lesson, you don't take your car on the bike path. You take it on the street. If you're going to learn baseball, you don't practice on a basketball court, right?
It definitely makes eminent sense to me. I wanted to ask you as well. You know, in terms of how you are reaching out to the public, I wanted to ask you about this other thing because, you know, the sponsor for this episode is Samsung. They've got this this talent contest, Samsung Stage, that they're doing where they're asking people to vote on videos. And so, you know, in line of the idea that public support is as important as you supporting the public, I mean, how much are you dependent on public support to maintain your position as world champion?
I don't need any public support to maintain my world champion status because that all comes from within. That's just me fighting and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But reaching out to people and getting the message out there, then, you know, things like, you know, Twitter and Facebook are very helpful. And mm-hmm. my website, you know, stuff like that's helpful. But as far as just winning tournaments and winning world championships, that's really between me and the opponent, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, having the hearts of the world behind me certainly helps.
You get enrichment from that?
Sure, of course, yeah.
You know, before we go, do you want to let people know where they can find out more about what you've been doing as world champion and also your other works?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few places to go. You can go to my website, worldchampionoftheworld.com. That'll link to my Twitter and Facebook. Of all those things, I'm probably most active on Twitter. I am Judah World Champ on Twitter. And my website is actually in the midst of going through a rehaul and getting relaunched. But yeah, it's all out there. You know, I do stand-up comedy pretty much every night. That's always been my main thing. And yeah.
Are there any particular performances you'd like to recommend or let people know about?
Well, you know, I'm probably mostly at the Comedy Cellar in New York City, and but I do clubs and shows all around town, and I tour all over the country and the world. Yeah, and then my book is available. My book, How to Beat Up Anybody, is available on Amazon.com. And is available at rare bookstores that are brave enough to have it in their store. It's a very dangerous book, and most bookstores are afraid to carry it.
We need more of such stores worldwide.
Yeah. You know, you can't just walk into any old store and buy this book. It's a special book. You know, you need to go to Amazon.com. And sometimes I sell it out of the back of my car at live shows.
Something to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Judah, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Keep training. And I can tell you have not been training enough. And you need to step it up and focus. And it's all going to work out for you.
I take that advice seriously.
You better.
So remember, you can find out more about Judah Friedlander's good, good works by going to worldchampionoftheworld.com. And there's an introductory video to the Samsung Stage Competition over at MightyMoviePodcast.com. Watch it, then go and vote on some of the entrants. They need your support. And coming up in the next episode, Jason Reitman talks young adult and about Charlize Theron and Patton Oswalt and Diablo Cody, too. It's good stuff. I'm Dan Persons. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of Upstart Company NYC, copyright 2011, Dan Persons. All rights reserved. No unauthorized duplication permitted.